The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello and welcome to Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Is this season 9? Is it season 8 part 2? Does it matter?
I think we're going to go with season 8 episode 5.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is a special treat for you because it's one of our live episodes. We were in Kilkenny at the Set Theatre for the first of two live shows. And I can tell you, you brought the crack.
Congratulations, Kilkenny. You've got it going on. I have to say, it was our first time there. And when you're in front of a new-ish audience, you always have those kind of nerves that you're going to do a good job. But what was lovely about Kilkenny was that there was so many people that have been to Uncensored before, but also listened to the podcast regularly and had travelled as well. We had Wexford, we had Waterford.
Yeah, Tip.
Tip Karen were there. So thank you. And Carlo, of course. Mm-hmm. Our friend Dean was in the front row.
Yeah.
I always feel when Dean is in the front row, I know he'll listen to this, but like, we have to get it right.
Yeah, well, he'll give you
like,
the eye.
He didn't even take off his like blazer jacket. he looked like he was an inspector.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have to say, this was the first of the two dilemmas that we covered last week in what was a fairly wild show. And a few people have said to me, geez, it looked like great crack. Well, it was. Can I say about this, right? When we're up on stage and we're doing the live shows, unlike when we record a podcast, it is such a blur.
I was literally thinking that afterwards. I swear to God, on Saturday, I said to myself,
what happened?
Did I have too much wine? I honestly did, because I had a glass and a half, like over 2.5 hours. But like, because it all felt so blurry, I was questioning myself. But it's just, the show is like that. So much happens and all of a sudden you've gone somewhere else and you're doing something and it just kind of moves so quickly.
But also when it's live and it's not just us, like the way it would be in studio, it's the audience and the reaction and the like reacting to things that happen. And then of course we had like a new panel. So we had Dame Stuffy, who was just so funny.
Yeah.
We had DJ Marty Guilfoyle and we had our very own Beat presenter and podcaster extraordinaire, Michelle Heffernan. And they brought so much energy to the panel and to the, like, in their responses and their feedback, but the banter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
you're just getting on with it.
Yeah. Well, two things I need to say.
Firstly,
we're doing it again in Waterford, Saturday, February 28th, Bank Lane. Last remaining tickets at beat102103.com. We'd love to see you there. So grab your pals. It is a good night out. And the second thing, as you hinted at, you're aware this is an over 18s podcast. Language may be a little rude, and that's certainly evident in this one. Make sure the kids are out of the room if you're playing it on the speaker.
Please don't play this in front of the kids.
Or your granny.
But or my mum and dad.
I swear you will laugh a lot. So let's go back to the Set Theatre and our first dilemma at our live show. Take a listen.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Okay, let's get to our first dilemma. Here we go. Listen up, everybody. Hi, Nyland Show. I never thought I'd be writing into your Uncensored podcast, but here goes. I'm with my boyfriend 9 months and we have a great sex life. We're both quite open-minded and we've talked about things we'd like to try and turn-ons. But he admitted a fantasy of his to me at the weekend and it has thrown me a bit. He told me he wants to try bondage and I instantly thought of him tying me up in feathery handcuffs and having a bit of crack. But no, he's the one that wants to be tied up. He wants to get cuffs and ropes and a blindfold. He also mentioned a ball gag. I don't even know what that is. He said when he's tied up, I can whip him and keep him as, quote, my bitch for ages. I got the ick a bit, to be honest, lads. This fella is 6'4". What would I be doing tying him up? One of the reasons I fancy him is because he's so powerful and strong and dominant. This kind of makes him out to be a bit of a wimp. Tied up, begging me to whip him. I don't know if I'd ever see him the same again. Should I go for it to help him with his fantasy, even if it might change how I see him? Or do I tell him to stop being a wuss? It's just not attractive. Help. Shona.
What is a ball gag?
Shona, come on.
Okay, it's education.
No, you're not getting away.
Hang on one second.
It's not even a sex thing. I don't know.
Oh, my
heart.
Ever
seen someone being kidnapped, taken hostage?
No.
They put them in a car, they shove something into your mouth.
Was that signed by Al-Qaeda? No, at the bottom.
So it goes around your mouth and then a thing goes inside your mouth, like a ball, essentially, and it means you can't make much noise.
Yeah. But it is sexual.
No, not when you're being kidnapped. So you have to be quiet, okay?
I just have to read.
It can be sexual.
I have to look over my notes. Well,
Just add it to your notes for to do with Tom.
No, yeah. No.
Okay.
Oh. Tom is very tall.
Tom is essentially that 6'4", yeah, strong, dominant guy. Yeah. If he said to you, tie me up, I want to be your bitch.
She's a good actress.
Michelle, I swear to God.
You could do this, babe.
I know, but I'm not going to. You've never been to one of these before.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, but I think this girl calls herself open-minded.
Yeah, but I suppose the fact is she doesn't see this as being attractive. Do you know what I mean? Like, she thinks that by him doing this, he's kind of less...
He's masculine.
Girl.
That's masculine.
Yeah. I get that part of it. I get it.
I'd just tie the cunt up, order a pizza and take a night off. But I'd do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he wants to be fucking tied and if he wants to be humiliated, just fucking put him on iRadio.
Hey, Marty, where were you this morning?
iRadio, yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Marty, you're very tall.
How tall are you?
Yeah, what? Are you 6'4"?
6'3".
6'3", okay.
So it's not me. Just, I don't fit the bill. I'm an inch smaller.
You're an inch smaller. If you had a ball gag in your mouth, kind of what sounds would you be making, Marty?
I've never had one in my mouth.
Yeah,
before,
but just imagine you do.
I had a ball gag in my oh, God. What have I signed up to here?
No, Marty.
I actually think we need to give him a bit of credit here. Okay. They're together 9 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to start a relationship off on a lie.
Yeah.
And he's just...
What?
Hang on a minute. I'm just trying to say honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, 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 I get
it. It's nice
yeah.
that he's expressed what he's into. You know, I actually... Is that Connor, is it?
No.
Sorry, Connor, you're going to be targeted for the night now. You are. No, but do you get where I'm coming from? You know,
yeah, he's
I actually think she's the problem here.
Do you?
I actually agree.
She's reached out to a podcast, like, shaming him.
I know. I actually agree. I think it is such a common thing to want to be dominated.
Oh, okay.
Well, why do you think men hire dominatrixes? Hello? Yeah. People make a whole career out of it. All he's asking is to be tied up. Now... She can lay down some rules. She can say, listen, I find this whole ball thing a bit much.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if she wants, she can say, look, can we talk about just doing the handcuffs and maybe take it from there? It's all about a conversation. Like, people don't understand that's what consent is. It's like, do you like this?
Yeah.
Do you not like this? So she can say, listen, I am not whipping you, but, like, we gotta go in slow, okay? But, like... I don't think she should be turned off by the fact that he wants to be dominated.
Do you think that he should have, like, because he went all in with his interests, should he have, like, started off?
Yeah, maybe he went a bit too
one interest
far
at a time,
one after
you know?
The other. I did hear, was it in the front row where you were agreeing with what Michelle was saying? Like, that it's okay to be able to say, this is what you want, this is what you're going for. Like,
I also think, sorry to interrupt, but I think it's quite a small-minded view to think that just because a guy likes to be submissive in one scenario that he's less masculine or a wuss, you know?
We all know, okay, we like the guy, like, that's why we like him reversing the car, right?
Oh, I love that. And also, not just that, the...
Oh, pulling the choke out.
Arm. No.
But that, my handbrake is on the side. I don't use that much now, but I...
No, the arm. You know the arm around the back.
When he pushes you up against the wall. Oh.
What says, shell.
No, just in the pub and says, haven't seen you in around. What's your name?
Haven't seen you around.
If anyone done that to me, I'd deck the...
I'm ready.
What fucking pubs are you going to?
Hang on a second, Dame Stuffy. Michelle's fella's out at sea.
I'm sure he fucking is, yeah.
No, he is.
He's out with the fucking fairy.
I'm just saying, I like to be dominated too, but...
Good for you.
I think she could find this more fun than she knows, okay?
Okay, so give you it know? A try is
give
what
it a
you're
try.
Saying.
Like, you can include, just for example, a blindfold, if you want. Then where it's like less embarrassing because he can't see you. And there's that awkward, like, what are you doing? I don't know what to say. We haven't even said I love you, but I'm supposed to dominate you. What's going on, you know? Like, you can use feathers, you can use whipped cream.
I what like else? Feathers.
Same stuff.
Joey likes a feather. We've learned that.
Reese's fucking pieces.
But I don't know, ultimately to vote, I would say don't do something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Just expand the conversation.
Yeah, okay, so let's not write him off because he obviously is, as you say, a sweet guy who has expressed, as Marty said, something that he would like to explore. And also, look, we say this a lot. If you really like somebody, you're going to try it. And so yeah. There are certain things that I have tried. I am not completely beyond...
Mostly a feather.
No, not just a feather.
Not a ball gag yet.
No, but if she sneezes tonight, you'll find out. You've heard the sticky Vicky.
Have we got a little... Have we got a box there that I...
I have a special box
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay. Hang on a second. I'm coming out.
There you go.
Okay. So, this is Connor. Hi, Connor.
Connor, we told you, man. No.
Connor, how are you, darling? So this, my friends, is a beginner's bondage kit. Has anyone seen one of these before?
What's in it?
Don't lie, come on.
You definitely have.
Have you used some of the items inside?
Whole.
Okay. Is there any couple here that would be willing to give this a go?
Well, Lorraine. There's a Lorraine back there.
Oh, she's up there.
Is her fella with her?
There? What?
Her husband is here.
She doesn't have sex with her husband.
And is he into it? Are you? What's his name? Martin, are you into it? Tell me this. Oh God, you're all putting your heads down now. Is there anybody here that has tried something similar to what was in the dilemma there that we just heard? You done anything, no?
Be honest, be honest.
Anybody?
Are we any advice?
Okay, hands up on the panel who's... No?
No.
Just me?
No, I know, my girl here.
Aoife.
Go on,
sorry.
Aoife.
Stand up for me. Aoife. Aoife, look at her. Look at her. Woo! Can I just say? Am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
Aoife is stunning and she's amazing and she's single. So tell your friends. All right, tell your friends. Okay, talk to me about bondage. This might help, actually.
I think it's very feminist.
Okay.
If the woman is the dominant one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like this?
Yes.
Yeah. So this guy would be a bit of you.
Yeah.
So do you want me to email him tomorrow and say, look, if it didn't work? Would that work?
Yeah, sure.
Go on, Aoife. I love it. How many Uncensoreds have you been to now?
This is my second one.
Yeah, go on, thing.
Very quickly, Michelle, advice to this person in terms of trying it. You think start small.
Okay, so look, I'm just going to call a spade a spade. Like, I've done this with people I wasn't even in a relationship with.
No way.
Yeah, like...
And have you done either
end? When I say not in a relationship, I think I've been, like... I'm a radio presenter, I'm an attention seeker. I've been the one to be like, lie down on that bed, I'm going to show you a good time. Okay? And, like, you can just use whatever is around, like, your robe, you know, the thing off your dressing gown. You tie him up, you put a blindfold on him, and you say, you know, you are not allowed to speak until I'm finished with you.
My bitch.
Okay? Now, it is a lot easier if you blindfold him, girls, because it can be a bit awkward. But honestly, if you need a script for this, if you want to try it, DM me, slide into my DMs, I'll give it to you.
But then if you do blindfold him at the end of it, before you take it off, just go next door, bring your ma in, and step out of the room.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Oh my God, that was insane. Such crack that was brought by the Kilkenny audience and the panel in the Set Theatre last week. Shall we do it again?
We shall do it again.
Okay.
Firstly, just to let you know, there's a second dilemma from that show, which will be live next week, wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, but for now, all you need to know is, I know we keep saying this, but there's only a few left at this stage. We're taking to Bank Lane in Waterford, which is actually where a Daily Dilemma Uncensored live podcast was born 2 years ago. We're back there Saturday the 28th. We'd love to party with you. Same panel as you've just heard, same crack. And all you've got to do is head to our website, beat102103.com, or the link is in our bio. We'd love to see see you.
See you there.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk at beat102103.com.